Good afternoon. This is Galen Joseph Hunter. You're listening to Saturday Transmission Arts Programming on WGXE 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. Saturdays are a place for creative radio, a place where artists experiment with the idea of transmission and broadcast media. And I'm sitting here with artist Sam Sebrin, who's based in Athens, and we are about to premiere the first in a semi-regular series of Saturday noon programs presented, produced by Sam here, that will be airing every fifth Saturday. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Galen.
So what's in store for us?
Well, let me first begin by just saying how happy I am to be here, and that before I get into talking about what I'm going to be doing today on the show, the fact that, as you mentioned, fifth Saturdays, this July of this year happens to be an even more unusual month in that it has not only five Saturdays, but five Fridays and five Sundays. And this is a phenomenon that happens only once every 823 years.
Wow.
So,
seriously?
Yeah. You know, for any listeners out there into numerology and calendars and time and things like that, I think it's an unusual circumstance we're in today. So, not that what we're about to hear that I've made has anything to do with that, but I just think the timing is interesting. And also, this year has the dates 1-1-11, 1-11-11, 11-1-1, and 11-11-11. And also, if you bear with me for a second, if anyone out there can try this, you take the last two digits of the year you were born and add the age you will be this year, and the results are 111 for everyone.
That seems really remarkable.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Wow. I usually think I have a sort of natural talent with numbers and math, but I think my astonishment at that possibility is telling me that I'm not quite as skillful as I would think myself to be.
That was, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to share that, because just knowing your experience in math, and I thought you would find that pretty astonishing.
Well, I'll have to spend some time with that equation later.
Yeah, we don't have to tell everyone our ages and everything right now. But anyway, so what I'm going to be doing today on the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour is premiering a brand new piece that I've been working on for quite some time. It involves, in the past couple of years, I've sort of been feeling like I'm living in a science fiction movie, and I've been thinking about, you know, a lot of those 70s science fiction movies, Soylent Green and The Man Who Fell to Earth, and just a variety of other ones, and feeling like, I wonder what some of those characters would be thinking at this point in time. Given that those movies had a lot of forewarnings and kind of, at the time, what might have seemed like fantastic predictions, and some of them may actually be coming true. So, I decided that it would be interesting to have the characters from those movies talking to each other. And so I've taken, clips and sound bites from a variety of science fiction movies, most of them from the 70s, some from earlier, some from later, and arranged a kind of a new dialogue just to see what would happen. Sometimes it's random what I've put together. Sometimes I put sentences and questions together that seem to kind of make sense as if people were talking. But overall, I just wanted to see what would happen if this would create a sort of a cinematic experience for your ears, where also, besides the content, that it might be somewhat recognizable to anyone who's watched a lot of science fiction movies, and they might begin to visualize these movies, but yet in some new form of a film, while they're listening to this piece.
So we'll see how effective the synesthesia is, sounds like. great. Well, I'm looking forward to listening in. The piece is just under a half hour.
It's about 27 minutes, and I would, ask people if they have time right now to just take it easy, sit down, maybe get some popcorn, and let yourself just get into this, let it take you wherever it will take you.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, and enjoy.
Thanks.
State that the situation is much the same across the entire country. Martial law is now nationwide.
Major cities in all parts of the country, New York, Los Angeles, report plague victims falling dead in the streets, in their homes, at their work. The first symptom appears to be severe choking, followed by immediate unconsciousness. Death occurs within minutes.
Whether a state of war still exists is not important any longer. Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror, long feared, germ warfare.
You see, the electricity's been neutralized all over the world.
We're determining a social ecology. This is modern America, and we're going to keep it that way.
Thanks.
Perhaps you could arrange to bring me a television.
I didn't know there were any left.
I don't know whether to just get drunk or give up the practice of medicine.
Will one bottle be enough?
I want you to think beyond that.
I'll call a doctor.
To live in fear, isn't it? That's what it is to be a slave.
What does that mean?
If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
You know, this is a very unhealthy place. Water here is all polluted. They put all kinds of chemicals in it to keep people from getting sick. It's a very unhealthy place.
I wonder if I'll ever see a stream full of fish again.
I used to come fishing here, you know, but somehow all the fish died a long time ago now. Nothing sadder than a dead fish.
They say people used to breed animals, fish, anything, to
to eat, you know?
Must have been a savage world.
To tell you the truth, I'm baffled. I've been here for so long, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
I have no idea. It probably depends on why you're here.
Oh, Anna, why are we always...
This is just a little test.
If you want to sell your services...
Would you drop your trousers, please?
I
told you
anything. I
love just you. Just give it up,
Mika.
No, now this won't hurt.
What good have we done?
Trust me. Hmm?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
Conrad Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your homes. Repeat, Conrad Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways.
Special advisor to the new administration on matters of economic development in the chemical industry. Professor Canuti, are there any major new developments that have taken place recently, Professor?
Well, as we all know, a giant corporation, which had
Good morning,
become
Mr.
a household
Newton.
Word in this country,
Good morning, Albert.
Ran into financial difficulties. The main reason for this was the corporation relied heavily on a two-headed monster, Innovation. Now, the American consumer can assimilate only so many new products
in a
given period of time.
Not too cold.
And then no more.
Thank you.
whatever they want out of the Tyrell Corporation.
The end. The end of all you've done. You see, none of it was real. It was illusion. Your art, your science, it was all a nightmare. And now it's done. Finished.
I'm surprised you didn't come here sooner.
We've been monitoring your radio broadcast for a good many years.
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you. I am fearful when I see people substituting fear for reason.
I'm so scared I can't sit still. I'd like to run someplace, but I don't know where to go.
And remember, don't throw your WE camera away. If your camera should break, just drop it in your nearest WE litter bin. It will be recycled for you. World Enterprises works for you. For us, it's a great partnership.
This announcement has been brought to you by the Chamaco Dominguez Corporation. Helping America into the new world.
I don't believe this. No. No, it's impossible.
Have you seen him?
No, they're keeping us away from him.
I can't explain it to you completely.
A member of the board of directors of the Soylent Corporation was torn apart with a meat hook. You can't sweep that carcass under the rug. Who bought you?
Part of the business.
Soylent controls the food supply for half the world.
We thought we were alone.
Would you say we're getting close to understanding?
Now one side keeps the other side going. Can't have one without the other.
I don't want to hear any more about it. I can't hear any more about it. Just do what you have to do.
Believe. The evidence is overwhelming. The corporation knew he was not reliable anymore. They feared he might talk, and so he was eliminated.
Question. Do I get my 4 years back?
Death benefits line up at tables one and two. Death benefits line up at tables one and two.
Why hasn't he got any money?
Everything is under control.
Department officials are concerned by reports of panic in several large eastern cities. I am authorized to assure you that so far there is no reasonable cause for alarm. The rumors of invading armies and mass destruction are based on hysteria and are absolutely false. I repeat, these rumors are absolutely false.
Attention all units. Attention all units. When deployed according to plan Baker, maintain station and remain on radio alert until further orders.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful day. Just look at that sky. It's a work of art. Ha! Nature never knew colors like that. And a friendly reminder, when you look at it, be sure to wear your shades. The radiation count's way up and the heat wave ain't expected to let up either. Weather control tell us it'll probably hit 110 downtown before nightfall. As for the good news, there is no good news. So let's rock with one of our
that's the place to make it now. You're talking 9,000 tons of steel, 4,000 tons of aluminium. I mean, 5 to 6 million miles of copper wire, kitchen appliances, typewriters.
As planned, the Emergency Population Control Bill will take effect at midnight on the first of the year. Eager citizens are already lining up at sterilization centers, which will be opened around the clock to aid in the transition to what the president termed a clean break with procreation.
Join some of our popular hosts, Marcus Brodie, Raymond Arroyo, Father Benedict Groeschel, Father Mitch Pacwa, and more. We'll have inspirational talks, Holy Mass, Family Corner, EWTN Religious Catalog, and a special appearance by Brother Leo and Pete the Penguin. And best of all, it's free.
You know, someone ought to do something about those people.
Why doesn't the government do something? That's what I'd like to know.
Against the children of the Hydra's teeth, there is no protection.
It concerns the existence of every last creature on Earth.
Exceptions. And even these exceptions are remarkable. Hospitals, planes in flight, that sort of thing. I wish I could give you more information, but as you know, all communications are out. Telephones, radio, cable, everything. Gentlemen, I can't tell you the president is prepared to declare a state of national emergency.
I know nothing about liquid gas.
And your favorite color?
Orange, I guess.
Music?
Classical. Light classical.
Oh, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Sign here, please, Mr. Roth.
Please don't hurt my eyes.
Tweezers, please.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Yes, they don't usually make mistakes, but, well, I suppose we're all human.
If I were you, I'd be secretive.
God, we haven't had any trouble here in years, not years. The scanners and alarms went out of order last Thursday.
Come on, let's have a look.
Yes, it was Thursday. Problems, parts. The original manufacturer's out of business, of course, and our men have to fabricate replacements. It takes them forever.
Just forever.
Nothing works. Not really.
We interrupt this program to bring you news of a terrorist bombing at the Blue Lagoon Flyer.
Off-world colonies, the chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
This is a unique moment in the history of space explorations. Never before has one man planned to travel single-handed to the stars.
It isn't a question of one man, Alice. Here we have the head of the World Enterprises Corporation himself making a statement.
He's not only the owner of the World Enterprises Corporation, but he's also the inventor of...
I don't want the money. I want my Tommy.
Here's the check, man.
I don't want it. No.
No. That's impossible to evaluate. Mr. Newton has lived the life of a recluse. Oliver Farnsworth has run the corporation very successfully for a number of years. What concerns us here is the fact that Mr. Newton actually owns World Enterprises. This is the amount. Tonight to wish him well. And there's Terry Southern. You might remember Commander Lovell. He was the commander of the Apollo 13 shuttle.
What do you think about the future of private enterprise?
No one has yet said about it, and that was said by Mr. Newton's associate, Dr. Mayfield.
Television is that it doesn't tell you everything.
In these circumstances, we have to take action.
First stage removal. Streets prohibited to non-permits in 1 hour.
If you have nothing
dispose.
They're full up at waste disposal.
So check dispatch.
Here, you better sign for him.
And welcome back, listeners. You're tuned in to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour on Free 103.9's Transmission Arts Programming, heard every Saturday here on WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on listener-supported radio in Columbia and Greene counties, and worldwide on WGXC.org. I'm Sam Sebrin, and you just heard a brand new audio collage called Like It Is Now, that I made primarily from using 1970s sci-fi movies audio. I've been making video collages since the 80s using found footage and my own footage, and usually letting the soundtracks be somewhat random, however they fall. A little bit of organization, not too much. But in this case, I began with the sound and reordered it to then inspire the visual imagery. Did you recognize any of the voices in there? For any film buffs, I won't reveal too much and let you have fun figuring out the sources, but you probably noticed Charlton Heston in there. He starred in the classic Soylent Green film made in 1972. Which is considered an early environmental film, besides the fact that it was science fiction. And 1972 was also the year of the first global environmental conference in Stockholm. Interestingly, Lee Taylor Young, the young actress who starred with Heston and played Cheryl in Soylent Green, she went on to work for environmental issues for 8 years at the UN after making that film. A lot of those 70s sci-fi movies made environmental statements that seem just as, if not more, relevant today, sadly. That's partially what inspired me to make this piece. I was wondering how it would sound in this day and age. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to that piece as much as I enjoyed making it. Now, as a contrast to that rather dark listening experience, I want to play some fun recordings made by John Brummett and Lisa Metzakappa in 2007 at the Laney Flea Market in Oakland, California. For a month on Sundays, they set up an antique record cutting machine, and they had a stack of homemade blank plastic discs, and they had a basic setup of instruments like drums, guitar, bass, keyboard, and some microphones, and they had all that set up at this flea market, and they invited anyone who came by to make a record on the spot for free. They called this project Gold Record Studio, and they indeed captured some audio gold. John Brummett's list of projects and accomplishments around the globe would require me to do a whole other show, but here in the realm of transmission arts, one of the things he's most known for is being a co-founder of Neighborhood Public Radio, or NPR. NPR's motto is, quote, "If it's in the neighborhood and it makes noise, we hope to put it on the air," quote. When NPR set up a storefront radio station in the 2008 Whitney Biennial, I was fortunate to participate with the collective Creative Capitalism from Baltimore in a collaboration with NPR, which is where I first met John Brummett. He passed me this cool recording, and the whole project is such a great idea. I'd love to see folks all over the world create more recordings like this in their own community. So now let's take a listen to selections from Live at Laney Flea Market, made by Gold Record Studio and put out on Edgetone Records in 2007. Here we go.
Let's break my heart and break your heart. Grand line, break the ball. You tell me. Let's go my heart and break your heart. Damn song, let me break the ball. Break my heart out. We'll break your heart. As the Oswald. As the Oswald. Bang, ding, bang, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong, dong. All right.
Thank you. work.
Thank you.
back. This is Sam Seaburn with the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. I hope you enjoyed my new piece, Like It Is Now, and these flea market recordings by Gold Record Studio. Go to jonbrumit.com, jonbrumit.com, for more info on Gold Record Studio, John Brummett's work, and Neighborhood Public Radio. We heard recordings just now by Jason and Lisa, Nancy, Harut, Looping Record, Jan and DeMelve, Lee, John, Suki, Brian, Tom, and Jesse, Rennie and Sonia, Prondum, Sam, Nasty Record Loop, Felicia, Mutt, and Rent, Blown Beats, Kim, Sal, Wayne, Aurora, Charles, Nina, DeMonte, Gary. And I'll see you next time. A month has a fifth Saturday here on the Transmission Arts programs on WGXC. Until then, keep your ears open.